Oh, my friends. It's a, what are you doing?
I'm putting salad dressing on.
Are you going to put on the proper amount of salad dressing, or are you going to be weaning?
I'm putting a fat man amount of dressing on the salad.
Yes.
Let's see. Because I don't have a lot of actual kale in here. So I put in a lot of the nice, a lot of the nuts, a lot of the salad dressing here. We'll add some more.
So this is, would you call this a Thai? Thai Asian, or I can't tell if it's Thai or tropical. It's kind of like both.
Well, I mean, it's just a Pan-American.
Oh, there you go. Nice. I want to try the dressing. The dressing just sounds intriguing.
Yeah, so here, try it with the actual salad.
You have to?
Yes, you have to.
All right.
It's like spinach.
Yeah.
Baby kale is very much like that. So.
Well, if I'm going to have salad, I might as well put other stuff on my plate while I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, unlike some people, you know, there are people out there, Chef Eric, that actually cannot stand to have their food touch.
Oh, I know. They'll like draw lines between them. Yeah, that's not me.
No.
I like my food stacked.
Or stacked, racked, and packed.
Exactly.
Now, so, I don't know anybody that would have that kind of ridiculous phobia.
I'm sure you do, actually.
Well,
really?
It isn't me, though. Oh, my God. She is.
I'm bad.
Oh.
Really?
We actually went out and bought Corelware, divided Corelware. Because
that's like what you use when you're a little kid.
Oh, she will absolutely not eat it.
Really?
If it's touching, she'll cut that part away. If the touching part, gone.
Mm.
Which is extremely unique. But I'm like you. I mean, give me, you know, you can pile it on there, touching, folding over, lapping over.
Absolutely. Here you go. Here's a salad for her.
Okay.
So there's our salad. A little bit of heat to it. Let me just recap what's in it. We've got 3 teaspoons of peanut butter, 3 tablespoons of peanut butter, 3 tablespoons of rice wine vinegar,
mm-hmm.
3 tablespoons of warm water.
Okay.
Tablespoon of pomegranate molasses, tablespoon of soy sauce, 1 teaspoon of minced garlic, 2 teaspoons of minced ginger, 1 teaspoon of sesame oil, and 1 teaspoon of red chili flakes. I also added a little bit of hot sauce to it, a little crystal hot sauce. So, there you go. There's our kale and mint salad with spicy peanut dressing. Very fresh. Kind of feels like you've been mowing the yard all day.
Wow.
With your mouth open.
I like this salad dressing.
Yeah.
This is really good.
Yeah, it works out pretty well. So let's keep going now. And we're going to start our last recipe, which is the garlic shrimp with the chile de árbol.
The who?
Chile de árbol.
Jesus.
It translates to tree chili. So here's what we are going to do. We're going to take this dried chili that we started cutting in the last segment, I should say. And I'm going to take out the seeds so that, first of all, they don't look good, but take those out. Now I'm going to julienne the chili de árbol into strips that are about 1/16 of an inch wide. Okay, now I'm going to turn that, and I'm going to cut them in about 1/16 of an inch dices. So we're coming across the julienne. We'll rotate it 90 degrees, come back across. And this is a great replacement for red pepper flakes, by the way. So this is sort of the, let's say, the Central American version of red pepper flakes.
I love to try because I keep anchos. I keep several dried chilies at the house.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got about 1 pound of small shrimp. I'm going to take my pan here and get this heating up. We're going to add in a tablespoon or two of olive oil. You could also use coconut oil here. It would actually work really well, especially if you get the really good coconut oil from Whole Foods. And let's take our shrimp. Now, the shrimp I've got here is Florida 2630. It's already peeled and deveined.
Oh, man.
And which saves you so much time and effort. And, you know, the guy here at Whole Foods, when he's packing this, and a lot of times when you're getting shrimp, if it was previously frozen, which most shrimp really is, you know, sometimes when they sell you that pound of shrimp, you're getting considerably less than a pound because you've got the water and ice crystals.
Yep.
So he actually acknowledged that without me saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
And gave me extra and then re-teared the thing so that it would be just 1 pound.
And see, that's awesome.
Yeah. And, well, that's, you know, that's just the good service that you get here. Okay. So we're going to add a little bit of garlic to our oil that's heating up. About, in this case, we're going to go like 2 or 3 garlic cloves, depending on how big they are. And then we're going to take our dried chili. We're going to add that in here, the one we just diced up. So now we've got garlic, olive oil, and the dried chilies sitting in the oil. And we're seasoning up the oil. It's going to take about a minute. I want to watch the heat, get it on medium. We want to continuously be stirring. I want the garlic to just start to turn a little bit golden brown, but not to burn. Very important. Once garlic burns, it's over.
You might as well throw everything in the pan out.
Yeah, absolutely. And you should, by the way. That's just not a saying. That's really, just do it again. It's just, you know, just a little oil and garlic. So this goes for about a minute. And we're going to take about half of the shrimp. Now we're going to add them in. This is just going to be about a minute aside on the shrimp. You want to make sure you're tossing it in that oil, in the garlic, until it's cooked. Make sure that all the shrimp is on a single layer. It's not sitting on top of itself, so it cooks evenly. And we'll go, these shrimp, again, at 2630, these are not going to be shrimp that need to sit for very long. So already, we're at the point where we need to flip them. And again, we're flipping them and sort of basting them with a little bit more of the chili de arbol and garlic, making sure we get plenty of that in contact with the shrimp. Make sure every piece has been turned over so it's going to cook evenly. That could be a little bit of a pain, but it's worth it. You don't want to cook shrimp one-sided.
And you know, my friends, I had an opportunity to spend a couple weeks down in the Panhandle, and one of the places I hang out a lot is a shrimp fisherman, or a shrimper. And he goes out from about the middle of April through middle part of August.
Yep.
Every night. He goes out shrimping. You should have seen the shrimp I was buying down there, because I get down there, he comes in about 7:30 in the morning, and his store opens at 8, right there in Mexico Beach, and as soon as you go in there, man, they're separating them by count, laying them out there. Man, those things are beautiful. They said there's some really beautiful shrimp this year, early in the season. Very, very good. Speaking of very, very good, we've got a very good interview, an outstanding interview, one of the best that we've ever had that's coming up. James Shend, he is a CIA graduate with honors. He works and decides and picks the recipes that go in each and every issue of Taste of Home magazine, the largest recipe magazine in the world. For those who really like to cook, have fun cooking, want all the flavor taste, but don't want to spend a lot of the time? Our peeps, Chef Eric. And he's coming up next. I'm excited.
Excellent. Well, last thing, I took half a pound, cooked it. Now I add a little bit more oil, a little bit more garlic, a little bit more of the chili de arbol. And now I'm going to go through it again with the next half pound. And so that will complete our pound of wonderful Florida shrimp.
They are beautiful, aren't they?
They're
all gorgeous. My friends, I wish you could smell what we're smelling right now. And I refuse to go there. Anyway, my friends, Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, also coming up in the final segment, Chef Eric is going to give his critical review of three delicious cheeses from France that were sent to us for his observation. Chef and the Fat Man, all about food, fun, shrimp, cheese, baby kale, you name it, we got it, right here on Chef of the Fat Man.